You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. People around the Bay Area, the state, and the nation are thinking about what they can do to help victims of the North Bay fires. That was the case for artists Annie Galvin and Eric Rewitzer. They're married, and together they own a little gallery, store, and workshop called Three Fish Studios in San Francisco's Outer Sunset neighborhood. One of their most popular items is a print of a bear hugging the state of California. It's modeled after the image on sheet music for the state song, I Love You, California.
I love you, California. You're the greatest state of all.
Annie starts with the bear and paints various floral backgrounds around it, like California poppies or redwood trees. Three Fish is a community hub, so it's no surprise that Annie and Eric wanted to do something to help the victims of the fires. What's surprising is just how big their effort became. KALW's Ben Trefney, whose teenage son frequently volunteers at the gallery, stopped by for a conversation.
Tell me about what you thought after you saw that there was a fire going on up in the North Bay.
Monday, we just kind of tried to make sure all of our friends and our acquaintances were accounted for. On Tuesday, it appeared that the news wasn't getting any better. And then we started seeing through social media how so many people were using the I Love You California image just to show solidarity with people that were in harm's way. And we were starting getting emails asking if they could use it and, you know, getting permission for rights and all those things. And we just kind of came up with the idea that rather than just saying individually, yes, you can use this, why don't we come up with something that can actually have impact? And that's when the idea for just raising money with that image came to mind.
And so how did you decide to go about organizing this fundraiser?
We have some really good friends up in Marin, the Pells, Dave and Gina Pell. And we were thinking about the campaign, and I was going back and forth with Gina about how we should structure the campaign, like how much of the proceeds should go, you know, is it 100%, 50%, you know, 70%? She goes, oh no, do it 100%.
Yeah, so Gina, our friend, has a newsletter called The Watt, and she wanted to use a watercolored image for that day's The Watt and talk about the fire and ways people could help, and also our campaign where we're giving 100% of the proceeds from any I Love You California print we do. And so I whipped out a little poppy rising out of the ashes, and Gina put it on her newsletter, then her husband's newsletter, Dave Pell's Next Draft, they picked it up. And so it was, they have a large reach, we have a large reach, so the word spread very fast that we were doing this.
And what were you hoping to accomplish? Did you guys have a dollar amount in mind to raise?
Well, when we started it, we just kind of put it out there to our email audience. And I don't think we really expected, let's say $10,000 is what we were kind of thinking was going to happen. And when Dave and Gina announced about 2 hours into it, after it was clear that like in 3 hours we had already raised $5,000, Dave reached out to me and says, we'll match dollar for dollar what happens. And it's like, I mean, I literally got tears in my eyes when I heard that, because that really seemed to be indicative of the type of support that was coming in. And as Annie mentioned, when that match was announced through both Next Draft and The What, then things just really started happening with the orders coming in. So yeah, from 10,000, and at the end of the first day, it was like it was $20,000. And we were just in stunned silence. It was incredible.
And we, at the same time, we're thrilled this is happening, but we're seeing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orders coming in for prints. And then we realize we have to fulfill all these orders. So that's what we're in the middle of doing now.
Yeah.
Just sending out, we think we ended up getting 1,800 orders or something.
What were some of the messages that you've received? I imagine through social media, through some of the orders, that you've gotten some notes about this or people's thoughts.
I think the most moving message I got was from someone who ordered 4 prints, and she said, I'm ordering these, but I do not want you to ship them. I want to save them in reserve for when my friends rebuild their houses. We'll send them to them then so they can have some art to hang on their walls. So we got several messages like that, and it, pretty moving stuff.
How much money did you end up raising?
We raised $50,000 over the course of the 2-day campaign, and our friends matched it, so for a total of $100,000, which still stuns us.
Yeah, have you participated in fundraisers before? How much is the most you've raised before?
We're artists, and we're not professional fundraisers, so this is all uncharted territory for us. We have a long history of donating to various causes. Like, we support local schools and their auctions.
You know, Mrs. O'Brien's classroom needs markers and paper, and we find those really, really fun to support, and we get thank you cards from the kids. But that's at a much more manageable level for us, so this is totally new.
And so this has resulted in a lot of work for you guys to take on.
Yeah, and so we've kind of all hands on deck. We're a very small shop. Lots of our friends are emailing us and texting us saying, put me to work. I'll come over and help you bag prints and mail them out. And it'll probably take us 2 or 3 weeks to fulfill all the orders.
What has this experience shown you?
For me, it confirms just when everybody kind of comes together for something to support a cause that's so important. It was really emotional, and just that there's such, like, the worst situation is bringing out the best in people, and we're kind of looking at both sides of it, and it's been a really amazing event in our lives.
Yeah, and Californians are incredible. I mean, people from all over the country are ordering these prints to support the victims of the fires, but it's mainly our fellow Californians that just are full of love and concern for what everybody's going through up north.
I think there's something about leaning towards generosity. And I think as people approach ways that they might be able to help others, look at what you do and look at how that might serve as a conduit to helping out another group of people, because generosity is kind of a gift in itself. But it feels pretty good.